Before you jump into this episode, I want to put a date in front of you. Hey, it's Erin from Real WW Talk, July 7th. Just for a second, I want you to visualize yourself on July 7th. How are you feeling? Do you have more energy? Do you have a brighter outlook? Or do you feel stuck? The time is going to pass anyway, and it's completely within your control how you feel in just a few short weeks. And as you come up with your goals, the things that you want to do to be feeling your best on July 7th, I want to recommend that you join our next Real WW Talk Step Bet. July 7th is the last day of that step bet. It's actually going to begin on May 27th, Memorial Day. That's an easy day to remember. So download that Step Bet app, place that $40 bet on yourself for accountability, for your goals, and join us in the Real WW Talk Stepping Into Summer Step Bet. I think you'll be so glad you did. And come July 7th, you'll have an amazing feeling of accomplishment. Use the game code RWWT or look for the link in the show notes. Okay, let's get on to your episode.
You are good enough despite your weight, and you are healthy and fit. And, you know, if you want to do this and lose weight or stay at this weight, you can do that, but you don't have to value yourself as that number.
Welcome to Real WW Talk, the podcast of three diverse friends, Candace, Erin, and Ricky, who are following the WW, formerly Weight Watchers, plan. I'm the Erin part of the trio. Each week, we talk about our health journey on WW, what we've learned, what we've struggled with, and what our goals are for the coming week. There's no hiding, no trying to make ourselves better than we are, just real talk, because we can't change if we aren't willing to be real about what needs to change. On today's Real WW Talk, we focus pretty exclusively on mindset. We know that for us, mindset is the biggest challenge in our health journey. Changing the way we think about food, the way we view ourselves as it relates to our weight. We can drink all the water, track all the things, do all the exercise. But for us, if our mindset isn't right, it doesn't lead to positive outcomes. Are you ready? Let's talk. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Real WW Talk. I am Erin.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ricky.
Ladies, it's another Saturday.
Yet another Saturday.
It is. Yes. How was everyone's week? Well, who wants to go first?
I'll go first. So I was up a little this week, and I, reflecting on it, it reminds me of what we talked about last week with the scale. And I know, Erin, you posed a quiz in our Instagram about, you know, do you weigh yourself every day? Do you not? And it was definitely interesting. The results of that were really interesting. It seemed like a lot of people. Go ahead, Erin.
Everybody said that they weigh themselves every day. And here we're over like lamenting, like, I can't weigh every day. Right. I can only do one time a week. And they're like, oh, no, we do it every single day. And I'm like, oh, gosh, what's wrong with me?
Yeah. And it's like, is it normalized if you do it every day? Or is it like, are we putting ourselves in a weird limbo if we do it, you know, only a few times a week? Because my issue was similar. I feel like I'm repeating what I said last week. But Wednesday seems to be my day where I'm like, okay, I need to know. I step on the scale. For me, this week, I was exactly the same on Wednesday as I was on Saturday, which is our weigh-in day. And so for me, I was like, okay, I get a little bit of a pass. And that's not a thought I outright think. It's kind of in the back of my mind, like, okay, well, I can sneak this little extra thing in. And you know, I feel like decent intentions, you know, I will track it, but then I don't know if it fully, I end up going into the red, and then I get to the end of the week and I'm not as happy with what's on the scale. So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm 100% with you, because I get to Wednesday and I am like, I'm just going to check in. And before, I used to have Wednesday as a regular check-in day. Mm-hmm. And I got to Wednesday and I checked in and the scale was down. And I was like, yes. And I'm like, well, last week the scale was down too, so don't get cocky. And I get into the scale today. And what is it? The same as last week.
Wow.
The same as last week. And so I'm like, well, it is what it is. Because I don't mind telling you, I know we talked about last week mentally for me, it's just the struggle to not go, well, I did everything right and didn't get rewarded. Why should I go do everything right this week and not get rewarded for it? And so I straddled the fence between, you know, that mindset of
it's okay to quote unquote be bad versus mm-hmm. being good. And then it was the argument in my head of there is no bad, there is no good. So let me tell you what I did, you guys.
No.
I sat down and I pulled up TLC in my 600-pound life. And it was not to watch anybody else who was having a different struggle, because at the end of the day, we're the same people. The people in that program with the same struggles, they're just a little, probably maybe a little bit deeper. And I don't even want to say that. Mm-hmm. But what I really tuned in for was I needed some of Dr. Now's advice.
Yeah.
And I needed to hear him tell this one person that she liked brownies more than her health. Mm-hmm. And I was like smacked in the face. And I'm like, thank you, Dr. Now. That's what I needed.
I have a magnet on my refrigerator with Dr. Now's face. And it says, why you keep eating. And his little, and then, oh my gosh, it's the best, because Dr. Now is my favorite person in the world. And it's kind of the same reason that I watch, again, not labeling, but I watch Hoarders when I need to clean my house. Like, it's not about the judgment of the person. It's about kind of, it's a different, it's an extreme, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to get there. But like you guys, I had gone 2 months, you all, without stepping on the scale. You don't understand. And I was so proud, because
did our conversation trigger you last week to step on the scale?
No. But let me, I'll give more. I had gone 2 months, and then I made a decision maybe 3-4 weeks ago that I had wanted to step on the scale just to peek, because, you know, it's just a little look. And it was on a Wednesday, and the scale was so positive for me that I said, this is something that I need to do again, because, you know, it's motivation. And it never works out, because the Wednesday weight is never the Saturday weight. It never is. Mm-hmm. And it can set me up personally for either extreme elation or extreme disappointment. And also it triggers my controlling behaviors of what can I do to try to control the scale. Mm-hmm. So I was really surprised and happy to see that so many people are able to handle weighing in every single day. Mm-hmm. I want to be that person so badly, but I have control issues, and I just want to control that scale so much. So I spend Thursday and Friday doing whatever I can to either manipulate or not. And this week I did weigh in on Wednesday, and today I'm down from Wednesday, surprisingly. But it wasn't because I controlled, because I had to really fight hard against it. So I don't know how people are able to do that without wanting to control the scale.
So what is brought to my mind is the reasons why, personally for me, Wednesday could be a better day to weigh in versus Sunday or Monday. Why? Because we have our weigh-in day on Saturday. So what do my Saturdays look like? A challenge for me for years, and you know, you guys might relate, is that my points reset on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, especially now that I don't have events midweek, I don't have potlucks at work to save my points for. So my points are spent on the weekend. And then if there's anything additional during the week that comes up, or, you know, I have a craving for one thing, you know, sometimes I'm able to recreate it at home, or sometimes I choose to get something out. But I don't have as many points because my weeklies are gone. So I think part of the issue is using a lot of those points on the weekend, and then knowing that, yes, I tracked everything. Yes, I had those points, but I might have had a day where, you know, I went into my weeklies by 30 points. And so the scale is going to reflect that the next day. And I don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. You guys relate to that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, And also too, like with our weigh-in being on Saturday, it was always this impetus on Friday not to go out of control, right? Because in my house, Friday was pizza night. Mm-hmm. And we, not that we'd eat with reckless abandon on Friday, but we'd have the, you know, higher fat, higher food, satiating foods on that day, because it's the end of the week and mom didn't feel like cooking, right? Like, there wasn't any particular celebration. It was just mom didn't feel like cooking. Therefore, we're having pizza and it's more fun. That's what she did in her house. So we've kind of always kept that. But if you're getting ready to go do a weigh-in the next day, You know, pizza, the weigh-in, the salt from pizza and or Chinese food is not what you want happening the next day for a weigh-in. So I was like, okay, well, this will be a good, you know, kind of control thing for me. It's not anymore.
Well, you know, my other little thing that I used to do, well, people think that I like early Saturday morning meetings because I just like to wake up early, but I also like early Saturday morning meetings because that gives me longer in the day on Saturday to eat whatever. Because after you weigh in, it's no holds bar. Don't ask me. I mean, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Because if you weigh in too late on Saturday, you miss breakfast. I mean, and I need to be able to get like my double smoked bacon and cheddar and this and not care from Starbucks because it's weigh-in day and weigh-in day is over. So I relate, like you said, Ricky and Aaron, I did stop on Fridays eating what I wanted because it was that kind of, I don't want, again, trying to control the scale. Right. So,
well, and here, so I've gone back to trying to take the good and bad out of things. Like on Fridays, it's my brother comes over and we watch a movie together. He's single. I'm single. It's our brother-sister thing. I love him. He loves me. We've got a great brother-sister relationship. And I enjoy making something for him. This kid is so simple. His favorite thing in the world is all these gluten-free chicken nuggets and a bag of waffle fries. The cheapest thing ever. And all I have to do is spread it on pans, put it in an oven at 425, and 20 minutes later, we're eating good, right? But I mean, it's nice that I can control food at home. And you guys would be really proud of me because I pull out my 8 nuggets, I weigh it. So everything's good and I'm tracked. I know my points on it. And I go, is that the reason why I'm up on a Saturday? Is because of like the sodium and the processed stuff? Like that kind of seems unfair. But in the grand scheme of things, am I going to cancel a movie night with my brother because we're eating that and popcorn and it's going to mess up my weigh-in on Saturday morning? Mm-hmm. No. Why don't I just move my weigh-in date?
Or
I should move it to Wednesday when it's a great weigh-in all the time.
or adopt more of like a long-term mindset, you know, because I think that's where I've gotten stuck before. Because Aaron, I relate to what you're saying, you know, I used to go out Friday evenings with friends to restaurants. That's the day that everybody wanted to go out for happy hour to have this. And when I was really, really on, you know, on plan, lost 50 pounds, I was like, Friday, I can do nothing at all. Don't ask me. Saturday, game. Yeah. Friday, don't look for me because I have to not do anything to affect that scale. And it's such a short-term way of thinking and punishment. It's not even really about labeling the food. It was me just trying to control the scale. It had nothing to do with the actual food.
Yeah. And in a way, isn't that deprivation? And I think like that deprivation of an experience is going to be desired, you know, at another point. Like, you know, I can relate it to seeing a donut in a store and it being a Friday evening. And I'm like, I really want that donut, but it's Friday. I'm weighing in tomorrow. I'm not going to do it. And then Saturday I have 2 donuts, you know, like just because I feel like I missed my opportunity and maybe the same donut's not there. So to make up for it, well, I'm going to get these 2, you know, like, I don't know if anyone else is like that with me, but like I have those moments where if I miss out on something or if I deprive myself of something, I want to make up for it in some way.
It makes me think though of what Syed would talk about, Syed Fitness, our health and fitness guru.
He's our friend in our head.
Right. Our friend in our head. He doesn't know we exist, but he's got a special place on our shelves here for his advice book that he hasn't written yet, but we're writing for him. But when he talks about binge eating, right? Like all of the things that go along with binge eating, and it starts with the classification of this is good versus this is bad. Mm-hmm. And I always catch myself after the fact, never during the fact. But exactly like what you're saying, Ricky, is the way that we could flip that script would be not that this is a negative choice, but an empowering choice. Hey, my weigh-in is tomorrow and I just want to honor my weigh-in. And instead of eating this donut today, I'm just going to eat the donut tomorrow and I'm going to pop it and I'm going to track it. And I'm going to eat it at 1 o'clock tomorrow. And that's going to be so amazing. And I'm going to get the one with sprinkles, right? Like you start to kind of build it up and make it something that you're excited about, as opposed to the deprivation mindset of I can't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I can't get to that point earlier until after the fact, when I've then done it from deprivation. Now I've had 3 donuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was one of the best, I think, examples or advice that you gave, Erin, earlier when one of these talks that we did, where you did talk about saying, and I think Ricky and I both, it resonated with both of us to say, why can't you just track it and plan it for another day mm-hmm. and have that excitement factor of looking forward to it mm-hmm. instead of saying, no, I can't have it now, you know, mm-hmm. and focusing on that piece.
Yeah. I think we also talked about pre-tracking with that and how, I don't remember if it was around the holiday. It was a different time, because we were saying we do this with the Great Plate Meeting, which for those of you guys who may not know, is what we used to do in our local Weight Watchers meeting, and I think national too, but it was just particularly special to us because we miss it now that it's gone. But
along with Bravo stickers.
Sorry. Yes. if WDEB is listening, these are our suggestions. The Great Plate. Yeah, you have your plate, and we would draw like what we were eating for Thanksgiving. It was the Saturday before. We would draw like, this is for this, this is for stuffing, this is for turkey, this is for green beans, whatever it is. And we'd write the points before. And then at the end, we would track it and pre-track it, because again, it was Saturday. We had our weeklies. And even better, if you tracked what you were having the rest of that day, it all came out of your weeklies. So it was really exciting to do that. And we were like, epiphany, like, why am I not doing this for other things that I know about? Like, again, potlucks aren't happening, but for example, when things go back to whatever our new normal is, why am I not pre-tracking a potluck, or why am I not pre-tracking a slice of cake? Even if I don't know I'm going to have an event where there's a slice of cake, I know that maybe Thursdays I have a craving for cake sometimes, and it's pre-tracked and I can have it.
Yeah. And I think I saw this on Instagram, and I really wish I remember the person who posted it, but if I find it, I will link it. But she was talking about how sometimes we try to satisfy a craving with something that we're not actually craving. Like if you really want the Ben and Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream, and you want the real thing, the scoop with that 13 points or whatever it is, not trying to substitute it with a fruit and yogurt sorbet that's only 2, that is not at all what you're craving, you know, and is only going to leave you feeling dissatisfied. And it really is you labeling the thing that you do crave as bad and mm-hmm. not accounting for it in your week, and how that just ends up making you spiral and going to having 2 cups of the ice cream when really you may have been satisfied with just half a cup because you didn't deny yourself. Mm-hmm. That really hit me, because that's the story of my life. Is WW at that time, Weight Watchers, used to have the Smart Points cookie dough, because I actually did. They had the cookie dough ice cream, and it was in the freezer section at the store, and they were 4 points. And I was like, this is so much better than cookie dough. Lies. But I made myself believe it so that I could justify not going having some of the real thing. But using this technique, I can just say, if I want to have it, whether it be today or tomorrow, you know, I can do that. That's not a bad thing.
I struggled a lot this week with using food as my coping mechanism. I was very aware of it this week because just mentally still trying to, you know, struggle with some things. And I realized like the one night, like I was sitting down and just eating food, and I'm like, why am I eating food? I am not hungry. This is not even food that's serving a nutritional need that I have. Okay, we're talking potato chips, and I'm just kind of sitting here eating them straight out of the bag. What am I doing? And it was one of those moments where I was like, I'm trying to address an emotional need with a physical response instead of an addressing emotional need with emotional food. And it was, I just needed to pop the bag closed, go upstairs and just sit and talk with God and pray about the things that I was thinking and feeling. And it's been a while since I've done this, but I got out my journal and started journaling. Mm-hmm. And it definitely made a difference. And I was proud of myself that in that moment, I didn't keep eating the chips and just turn that voice off, that I actually listened just mm-hmm. to go get away. But mm-hmm. I'm finding myself, it's just so weird to me that this is, I'm coming up on, when I started WW over 10 years ago in 2009, it was because I was just like at crossroads in my life and I needed some changes to be made. And one of them was like, I'm coming up on 30. I want to be happy when I turn 30. And it literally hit me this week. I'm turning 40 this year. Like, I'm not just turning 40 this year. I'm turning 40 now in almost 5 months. I need to get my life together. And then I'm like, why do you need to get your life together? What's the wrong with your life? What needs to get, why are you, like, can you ever just be happy for once? And like, what's making you unhappy? You know, all of you guys know me, all of my questions that I'm posing to myself in my head and looking mm-hmm. for answers. And I have none of them. I just know that I have a ton of questions swirling around in my head. And for some reason, as always, it always relates back to food. And I can't find my way through where food is not the primary thing in my world. And I wish I could go back to a couple years ago where that was underneath of control where it needed to mm-hmm. be.
I think you mentioned a lot of amazing things, like especially, I know we've talked about it before, but having that, acknowledging that it's an emotional thing and that you need an emotional response to the food. And I go back to, you know, another thing that our guru, Syed Fitness, said is that with the binge mentality, like when you tell yourself, I can't have this, it makes an impact on how you feel towards that food. But what you did, saying, okay, you know, I can have this, but I'm going to walk away right now. Right now, I'm going to walk away. And I don't know if you had that mindset of like, if I still want it in 5 minutes, I can have it. But usually if you're distracting yourself with something else, especially something purposeful like the journaling, you are you're feeding yourself emotionally. You're giving yourself what you need. And then most likely you didn't even think about those chips.
No, the chips started tasting like sawdust in my mouth. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like where you're eating mm-hmm. something, you're like, this literally tastes like nothing right now. And I'm still shoving it in. Why am I doing that?
Mm-hmm. And one of the great things about using the journal technique is the fact that you can go back and reflect later. Yeah. You know, a journal, when you write something down, the next time, if you use that same technique, you can see kind of how you were processing, even if you're not writing about the food, but you're writing about the emotions. I always find I'm a journaler. I love it. I have mm-hmm. too many journals. I'm not allowed to buy anymore until I use them. But I love the idea of being able to capture in a moment in time. And Erin, I'm glad that you chose to do that. If I could give you a Bravo sticker, I would, because that is a non-scale victory to be able to kind of recognize, like Ricky said, that you were having an emotional time and you did not choose to engage with food, but you chose to engage it with an emotional response, which was writing it down.
And I don't even mind sharing you once I started journaling too. Like that's the thing is like I started journaling and then it was like I could easily identify what the problem was and it was loneliness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was just loneliness, and food has always been my comfort for loneliness. Mm-hmm. And food is not a comfort for loneliness.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, drugs are not a comfort for loneliness. Like, let's just take that out and mm-hmm. let's put something else inside of it. Mm-hmm. That is not a comfort for loneliness. Yeah. Food mm-hmm. is nutrition for the body that helps your serotonin levels and other things. It does so many great things and hydrates you, but that's not what it's meant to do. And I've got to stop putting this in this box and asking it to do something that it's not.
Yeah. Insert whatever stimulus, like you said, food, money, shopping, alcohol, cigarettes, none of it is the actual thing that is going to make you feel better or address the issue. Mm-hmm. Something you said, and I haven't been able to get it out of my mind since you said it, Erin, is when you were talking about reaching milestones, whether it be your 30th birthday or your 40th birthday or whatever is important to you. I too have always looked back and wondered why a lot of my reflective thoughts have to do with my weight mm-hmm. and food. I mean, since I was maybe 13 years old when I started being triggered with my weight. It's always been that I could look back and identify that I wanted to lose weight or be happier. And I that makes me very sad. That might be a whole other episode, but that makes me really sad that that is how I view big milestones in my life.
I'm so glad you said that because I can think of milestones and all of my milestones. My overarching memory of the milestones are what my weight was. My graduation day, I was 143. Wow. I remember weighing in on my graduation day. My aunt sent me beautiful flowers. I remember that. I wore a yellow dress that I would never, ever have been able to wear if I hadn't lost 90 pounds.
Wow.
But I totally equate my graduation day to the way that I felt was because I felt skinny.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because I was happy I was graduating. It was because I felt skinny.
I can think back to some similar times and I agree with both of you. And one of them was graduation for me too. And I remember feeling good then because that was after the first time I had joined WW, you know, then it was Weight Watchers. And I was at the smallest I've been as an adult, really. And looking back, I see those pictures and I'm like, man, if I could have told that girl, keep it up, you're doing good. You're like, I mean, going to college after that was a whole nother, again, like Candace said, a whole nother episode we could talk about. And the freshman 15, which for me was the freshman 50, being on my own and making choices and going to the dining hall. I learned a lot from the first time I did WW, but for the first time, it was just like, nobody's here looking over my shoulder and I'm not sitting and having a meal with my family. I'm just, you know, I can have pizza every night if I want. And then, you know, after that gain, I was still lower than I am now, honestly. And I still didn't value myself. I still saw myself as not being small enough. And I would love to go back and tell that young lady, like, you are good enough despite your weight. And you are healthy and fit. And, you know, if you want to do this and lose weight or stay at this weight, you can do that, but you don't have to value yourself as that number.
Absolutely, Ricky. That's it right there. And I'd love to be able to go to the future and have future experiences in my life and really not know nor care what I weighed or what I was eating. And for it just to be the experience, that would be so freeing to me. I look forward to those days because that has not been my past.
I'm
100% with you. I think that's actually a good note for us to kind of pause on and pivot because it's coming close for us to have to wrap up and head over to our WW meeting where I think the topic this week is on intentions. So that's going to be great. We're already ready.
We are.
But before we highlight our meeting leader for the week, Ricky, you've got a question that came into us on Instagram. You want to tell us what the question was?
Yeah. So I posed a question on our Instagram and just so you guys know, we are on Instagram at RealWWTalk, so you can find us there. And we just posed a question. We want to know what you guys thought we should talk about this week and, you know, what you guys want to see more on the Instagram. And I just want to highlight Amanda Gula Getting Fit. And she's on Instagram and she's been posing some great questions. So one of the questions was maybe find a new recipe every week that people like. So we are going to continue sharing things on Instagram. We also have a Facebook group, which some of you guys may be watching through. So we will definitely do that and add some more recipes. And I think that's a great suggestion. I know Candace shared one earlier this week with the onions. So that's a great place to find those. And we'll continue sharing things on Instagram and include some recipes if there's some really great things that we find.
And if you join our Facebook group, which is a closed private group, that's Real WW Talk. You can search Facebook for that. We can actually post the link to that recipe inside the group, which gives us the opportunities, which we're already doing, kind of highlighting some other content creators who are creating awesome recipes too. So for our leader that we wanted to highlight this week, we actually don't have a national leader. We want to highlight our local leader and encourage you to attend. So you're not going to find her underneath of like the big page. You have to go into Connect and search for Catonsville, Maryland. And our leader, her name is Layla. She is amazing. We went through with our local group and all of the changes that were happening there, our meeting leader, our in-person meeting leader got removed from our virtual meetings. It got put back into in-person, and there just wasn't enough space for all of us to join in. So we stayed on the virtual side. And so it took us a little bit, you know, you got to find the right meeting leader to gel with, but all three of us love Layla. We love the energy that she brings to the workshops. And truthfully, as much as it's Layla, it's also the people in the workshops as well and what they contribute. So we just want to invite you to join us. Again, if you go into Connect and search Catonsville, Maryland, that is how you will find all the info to join in to our Saturday morning workshop.
Yay.
All right, well, that is it for us because we got to bounce. We got to go get into our workshop. So have a great week. We love you. We'll keep working on that mentality together.
Yes,
we will.
Peace out. Bye.